And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning on this it's cloudy out there, but it'll be a beautiful day today. We're going to get up into the mid-80s again like we were yesterday, but right now it is 57 degrees. And joining us from Coffeyville's Reawakening this morning is Shannon Modal. Good morning, Shannon. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you.
It's good to see you this morning. And just want to go over a few things with you. You got everything laid out here. And first thing we'll discuss is the Midland. Of course, you guys had the rummage sale this past weekend. And, how did that go?
Well, I haven't got the total yet, but I know we had a lot of people in and out all day. When some pictures got posted, you know, of course, some people bought things early. And then what we've done with all the leftovers, we've secured a spot at Bandits and Bling. And so everything that's sold out of that booth will continue to go back to the Midland to help with overhead costs and things like that. So yeah, it was a great success, a lot of fun. So many people donated items, so that helped tremendously.
Right, and I was down there from 10 to noon this past weekend. There were just a ton of people down there, so it was a fun weekend down there, a fun Saturday in downtown Coffeyville. So and also you guys did have the movie night last Friday, and then you showed the Dalton to Defenders Day documentary, I think, back to back on Saturday night. But coming up tomorrow, actually, will be the last movie night for the season.
Yeah, it's going to be Coco, so it should be a lot of fun. If you have not watched Disney's Coco, it's such a sweet, funny, heartfelt movie that should be something for all ages to enjoy. So we hope to, you know, end our movie night season with a great showing.
Absolutely. It's gonna be a lot of fun. I haven't seen him myself. I would go, but I'm going to be out of town. So I got football that night. So, that'll be a lot of fun. And also, you're wanting everybody to sign up for the newsletter.
Yeah,
for
so it's a new thing coming to the Midland Foundation. You know, we hope to eventually do it for Coffeyville's Reawakening, too. But to have a newsletter that can be sent out and published, the goal is to be quarterly. And you can sign up to get that through your email. You can go to the Midland's website. You can get to that through the ilovecoffeyville.com. You can also, if you're on the Midland's Facebook page, we shared it on the Coffeyville's Reawakening page too. I signed up. It took 2 seconds, name, email, and then you can get the alert when the newsletter's ready.
All right. So that's what's going on with the Midland. And now a few more things going on. We still got the AARP contest, or as better known as Porchology.
Yes, our Porchology contest. So, you know, we had our four winners. Everything is in... Every home is in progress right now. We do have some progress pictures. It's been on my to-do list to get them posted on the Facebook page. And if you follow Peggy on Facebook, she's been posting some as well. Cindy Price has been helping us take pictures, and she's done a wonderful job to track that. And then, you know, we added a little bonus contest, too, for just a porch improvement contest, a current porch, and then porch improvement, just doing it yourself to, you know, because we have so many beautiful porches around here that don't get enough attention if you just drive around. But we're actually going to extend that porch improvement contest through the end of October now. It was supposed to end yesterday, but we decided to keep it on through the month. And then, you know, I'll just jump in and talk about the garden and the orchard as well. I know Joby has been here with Peggy to talk about some of her plans and what she's doing. I know the most recent thing that she had sent to me is there's going to be a subscription option, you know, to basically get a basket of fruit and vegetables. Now we're towards the end of the harvest season for all of those right now, but it'll be gearing up in the spring, and you can basically get like a 5-pound bag or basket or an 8-pound. I don't remember the details, but we'll be posting that just to keep everyone a reminder for it for the spring. But, you know, all that money goes back into the garden and the orchard. So that'll be really cool to, you know, get all the local produced produce like that.
Absolutely. And about as fresh as you can get it. I mean, straight out the ground.
Yes,
or straight off the whatever, the vine, whatever.
Yes.
That's about as fresh as you can get it. You have on here, talk about Peggy's renovations.
Yeah. So with all of the work, you know, that she's primarily been doing on 9th Street there, where, you know, where Grandma's house is, where she lives, she said that they're currently working to finish their 8th renovation on 9th Street, and it'll be available for rent soon. So staying busy there. And, you know, again, that was the goal with Porchology, that we can start like extending outside of just, you know, 9th Street, hopefully, you know, trigger interest for other people to jump in and get involved and, you know, renovate their neighborhood in town. You know, there's so many great opportunities out there to invest in these homes that just need a little bit of love. So hopefully that'll spark some interest for others.
Yeah. And man, I've driven up 9th Street several times, man. It's looking really, really good.
It's beautiful.
And get to see the orchard as well and the garden when you drive by. It is absolutely beautiful. Of course, Coffeeville Together, that is still going on. And last time Denise was in here, she said getting close to the goal, because I know the goal you want to get to is 50,000. Getting close to it, it has slowed a little bit, but still, though, still getting pretty close.
Yeah, I would hope with the push of when everyone's like, oh no, I need to start shopping for Christmas, I think that'll really be a good push there at the end. So I think that's great that the foundation has kept that open.
Absolutely. And of course, going on downtown is, well, let's see, I'm trying to read this.
Well, I added that in. Yeah, you already mentioned the past lives
on. Right, right.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
And, you know, it was neat to see. I mean, I hadn't had the opportunity to go through the new museum, and that was awesome. And I need to go back without my 2-year-olds running around, but
so I can read everything.
But I mean, it was entertaining for kids too, because they have such a great setup in there that, you know, will really trigger a kid's interest. And then, you know, just to be outside like that, I mean, my son Bennett probably had more fun on the hay bales out front, but it was great. It was great.
And I do believe it shows the Dalton Defenders, the documentary. I believe they show it in there as well. Do they not?
Yeah, there's the back room with the film. I think they show like probably several different things. I'm not sure. I haven't, like I said, I haven't had the opportunity to sit there and see what all they show, but I assume the documentary and probably some other informational pieces.
Absolutely.
And then it was great too, because it was the ICs were open.
Ooh,
so they were
yeah.
selling those. So that was fun. And
I didn't know that until I moved here, that the IC was created here in Coffeeville, which is very, very cool to think about.
I know it is,
especially since it's all over the place now. And of course, coming up on the 26th in downtown will be Spooktacular.
Yes, we're very excited that that's going to go on. I mean, of course, with, you know, hoping everyone to abide by social distancing, masks are encouraged. You know, if you need more information on that, that is sponsored by the Chamber. They just put the event out on Facebook yesterday, I believe. I saw it, but you can go there for more information, and they do kind of have a more extended map, I think, this year. Be a little bit different than the years past, but, you know, bring the kids down. It'll be outside. I mean, a lot of Halloween outfits contain masks anyway.
Right. So, so you have a mask on anyway.
Right.
So. And then also you guys are still working on this, Christmas on the Plaza.
Yes, I'm hoping within the next week or so we kind of finalize some good graphics for advertising. I mean, I especially want to get it all advertised in the 4-state area. But, you know, and like I said before, it's going to coincide with the Brown Mansion candlelight tours. However, we are going to start the weekend of the parade, which the parade is December 4th. And so we'll have Christmas on the Plaza the 4th and the 5th, but there won't be any Brown Mansion tours that weekend. It won't start till the following week.
Right.
But, you know, we hope to have restaurants open with different specials, maybe some of the food trucks around here, and then, of course, the vendors to be set up. And we're getting ready to reach out to some of the churches and choirs around here to get them scheduled to sing some of the different nights. So
get some Christmas music going on down there. Hopefully maybe a little snow, and hopefully we'll actually have cold temperatures, unlike last Christmas where we were wearing shorts.
Right. That'll help with the shopping if it happens a couple nights.
Very true. I just remember I was like, last Christmas, I was like, man, is this even Christmas? What's going on here? It's kind of warm. So, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of stuff down there where you can just spend a few hours down there and enjoy it. And like you said, with the exception of the first weekend, you're coinciding with the Brown Mansion candlelight tours. It's to kind of pull traffic both directions. That way, not everybody's at one spot. At either spot. That way you can kind of spread it out that way.
Right. And, you know, and we're hoping to have on the weekends that, you know, maybe one Saturday we'll have Santa, we'll have him read the night before Christmas. And then another time we may have decorate an ornament or decorate a, you know, a Christmas cookie for kids. So we won't have you know, hundreds of activities on one day. So families don't feel like I have to go on this day. They can have different options or come multiple days. But that way we can kind of expand it where we're not pushing everything into one day. We're right. expanding it over 9 days.
Right. And that way everybody can, like you say, you can go multiple days or you can just go one day.
Right.
So it'd be a lot of fun on that. And again, and then, of course, that's going on with the Brown Mansion as well. The candlelight tours, and of course those are still not the candlelight tours, but those tours are still going on at the Brown Mansion, correct?
Right. Yeah, I believe I heard. I think they stopped maybe at the beginning of November,
mm-hmm.
because then that's when we start doing all the decorations.
Right.
So.
Give it a month to get all the
yes,
good stuff in there.
It's quite an ordeal. You know, that team, Darla Thornburg and all of the volunteers on the Historical Society, it's amazing what they do. And a lot of the college students help too. Bring in the baseball players, basketball team, football players, get them to haul up all the trees. And
right.
so it's,
get
all the,
strong
get
guys
the muscles.
In there. Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. All right. And that they'll help out with that as well. Well, Shanna, again, lots of stuff going on. If there's any way, maybe somebody maybe has some more questions or something, how can they contact you guys?
The easiest way will be through the Coffeeville Reawakening Facebook page. You can also get our contact information if you go to ilovecoffeeville.com and click on the Coffeeville's Reawakening website. Should be a phone number, and we have an email address, but we don't check. We made a Gmail address, but it's just kind of one of those things. Most people, it's quick contact with phone or just sending a Facebook message. So.
Exactly. Where you can get almost instantaneous contact instead
right.
of email, which is not as popular as it used to
no,
be. So.
No. Well, it gets, you know, always like you lose it. It's like
yeah.
in your...
It goes into your spam folder by accident. And then
yes.
you look up, it's like a month later, you're like... Oh, they asked a question.
Yeah, sorry.
Why did it get thrown in my spam folder? So
yeah.
I've gotten to the point I have to check that every day now. And I'm get emails and I'm like, well, that's not spam. So
I know.
All right. Well, again, Shanna, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it. And we will see you guys next week.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll go ahead and start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this absolutely beautiful day out there. 57 degrees.